It's built in the wall.
Does it have anything to make the heat move? I mean, does it?
It just comes out. Just comes out completely.
Is there a fan with it?
Yeah.
So
the fan is to the bottom, and the heat is to the top. So when the heat is on, the fan is on.
Okay, so it circulates.
It has. I guess that's how it works.
Okay. Okay. What do you call an enclosed room that's designed to receive maximum sunlight to be attached to a house? You know, it's just a room off to the side or something. It's got a lot of glass. And it's all enclosed, though. What would you call a room like that?
Florida room.
Okay. How about an informal room in the house for relaxation, TV viewing, and other recreational activities?
Florida room.
Okay. There used to be a type of house built where you would walk in. This would be like a living room, and this would be like a bedroom, and then this would be a kitchen, and this would be the front door. And it was all in a row. It just had doors like this. You could almost see right through the back door. Okay? You ever seen a house like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what they call a house like that?
No.
Have you ever heard the term shotgun house? You have to say yes or no.
No.
Okay. All right. And what would you call a house that had a long hall, and you come in like that, and then it had a big room at 90-degree angle off to the side like that?
A big house.
Just a big house? You ever heard anything like a flying L or anything like that? Okay. How about, what would you call a house that looked like this? You know, it had... It was like this, say this was a front door. And then there was a hall that ran all the way through to the back door. This is the back door. And this was screened in. It was all open through here, just screened. But the house was on both sides. It was closed in. And the same family lived on both sides. You ever seen any houses like that?
Yeah.
What do you call a house like that?
A duplex.
A duplex?
Yeah.
Even though you have the same family on both sides? Okay. What kind of houses do you have around here that are just, you know, what you would consider distinctly Miami? You know, that you think are Miami style?
A condominium, either a plain regular house.
Like what? What's it look like?
With a big yard, with a gate around it, swimming pool. About three rooms, the dining room, the kitchen, and about two baths.
Okay. What would you call a house, not a house, but a bunch of, like, apartments, where, like, you could park in front of them here, like this looked straight at them. There'd be a door here and a window. There'd be a door here, and a door here. And they were like units, you know. And each one shared the same wall. Like this wall was this, you know, like that. And you could park in front of them or something like that. You might go on, might be 10 or 15 of them in a row. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
A motel.
All right, well, you know, not a motel. I mean, it looks like a motel, but this is the place where people live all the time, like apartments. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Okay, what kind of apartment buildings can you have?
Condominium. Two-story apartments with upstairs and downstairs, a four-bedroom, that's about.
Okay, what do you call an apartment that occupies an entire floor?